We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It is called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It is an insider look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on hot topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Black Tech Green Money isn't just about telling the stories of successful black entrepreneurs. It's also about giving actionable and wealth-building strategies that help you protect the future of our communities. That's why we're pleased to be supported by State Farm Insurance. State Farm also believes that we must invest in our communities to achieve economic growth by sponsoring programs like the AXO, which rewards high school students for their academic achievements. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
All right, so there we were, cruising through the new open-air zoo, when I realized that the park was closing in like 15 minutes. Luckily, we were in my Nissan Rogue. With its powerful V6 turbo engine, well, we had time to see all the animals.
Whoa! And outrun a few!
Drive the Nissan Rogue.
It's dangerous. It's dangerous.
Everybody come to the Breakfast Club. I call this the hot seat.
Y'all are wild. Can I live?
You are out of control. I can't even deal with you.
Y'all are so petty. Why are y'all so petty?
The world's most dangerous morning show, DJ Envy.
Captain of this bitch.
Angela Yee.
I stay in everybody's business, but in a good way.
Charlamagne the God.
The ruler of rubbing you the wrong way.
The Breakfast Club.
Ain't for everybody.
Good morning, USA.
Good morning, Angela Yee.
Good morning, DJ Envy.
You gotta take your mic off mute, man. Charlamagne, what's up, man?
Peace to the planet, it's Friday!
Yes, it's Friday. The weekend is here.
It feels like Friday. You know?
Yeah, it feels like Friday. I had a long week. It did.
The past couple of weeks have been feeling like Friday. I'm not going to lie. The first couple of weeks we was doing this, it didn't feel like the weekends. But now it's starting. It feels like Friday today for some reason.
Definitely feels like
Friday.
Friday
feels like.
Mm-hmm. I still look forward to Fridays this whole time.
Me too.
You know what?
Sleeping in.
One thing I would say about this pandemic, people get very creative. Like, of course, I can't do parties, so people been hiring me to do Zoom parties. And then also, like yesterday, I did this listening session for an artist named Jay Fontaine. He's from Jersey. And I was supposed to go to the studio. We were supposed to have like a little listening session. But he did it on Facebook. He did it on Facebook Live. And I'm sitting there like, why would I ever leave the house if I can do this all the time? Like, it really makes life simpler. I didn't have to go to the studio.
It's out of necessity right now. It's not.
But it was still dope because people could ask questions. I could listen and answer the questions and type back. It was pretty dope.
Yeah, but if we had to do this all the time, especially if we had the actual freedom and ability to be around each other and not social distance, you would think it was a little strange. You'd be like, well, how y'all always want to get on the Zoom? Why y'all always want to be on Facebook Live? Why y'all never want
to
see?
I ain't going front, bro. I like this Zoom thing. I ain't got to drive to the city. I ain't got to find parking. I ain't got to go through traffic. You just pop it right up on the Zoom.
Let's be clear. Music sounds way better live in front of people than it does off the laptop.
We like it in the context of this global pandemic. In the context of this global pandemic, yes. But if it was just, you know, back to, I guess, what's going to be the new normal, no, I like being in that studio a little bit better. I like actually being somewhere.
Yeah, this is great. But I wasn't mad at it.
Zooms can get exhausting.
Of course, you have to make do with what you have. I did a chat yesterday, a fireside chat with the CEO of the Brooklyn Nets and the staff from the Barclays and the Brooklyn Nets. That was pretty fun, but I'm sure like they rather all meet up in person and do things like that. If you can,
absolutely.
You just can't right now.
And a lot of conversations are about timing. You know what I'm saying? I like to laugh and I like to joke. So, you know, once you letting certain things fly and then somebody be like, oh, I ain't hear you. What'd you say? And you got to repeat it. It don't hit the same. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, my goodness.
And that's what
your internet drops and then you're gone for a second or you can't get on.
Oh,
you know, things
man.
Can go
that's
wrong.
Stupid. Especially when you're saying something you think is important.
My goodness. All right. Well, let's get the show cracking. Front page news, what are we talking about?
Well, let's talk about Donald Trump and some things that he's saying that are irresponsible.
Come on.
That seems like all the time.
All we got. Yeah, that's all we got. Donald Trump's middle name is irresponsibility.
All right, well, we'll get to that next. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ MV Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Let's get in some front page news. Where are we starting with, Yee?
And, you know, first, before we even get started, and I know we'll talk about this more later, but rest in peace to Fred the Godson and our condolences to his family. Very unfortunate news that he passed away yesterday. So rest in peace, and we'll give you more details. But let's talk about the 2020 NFL draft. Did anybody watch this?
No, I didn't watch the draft last night. I did watch it.
All right. Well, the Cincinnati Bengals, they got Joe Burrow from Louisiana State University as their quarterback. You want to know who you guys got? Envy, you got the New York Giants. University of Georgia offensive tackle Andrew Thomas. They were fourth.
Offensive
Let's
tackle.
See.
Okay.
Where are the Dallas Cowboys?
We got a wide receiver.
17.
We got the best wide receiver in the draft. Yes. Best wide receiver in the whole draft, CeeDee Lamb is.
Okay. Now, let me tell you guys, one person who was not happy yesterday was Odell Beckham Jr. He was on Twitter. He said, I love how many positive things we could be showing during these times, and especially during the draft where these young men are at their dream stage, yet y'all still like to use one moment of me and the kicking net. This world is hilarious. That is really sad. All the moment and memories, yet that's what we choose to do and show. LOL, a fair representation of how sad it really is. How about don't use me at all? Don't even make no sense. The draft got nothing to do with me. I got nothing to do with the Giants. Love y'all and thank you for everything. But anyway, it's funny how I ain't ish, yet I be one of the only people to be on every montage and every other segment when you need a headline. So,
yeah, I think he should have stayed in New York Giant. That's what I think he should have did. I think that he bounced. He really didn't want to stay. He wanted to play with his homie, and things didn't work out with him in Cleveland. And now they're going to trade him all over the place.
Hey, what did all the chicks would be plotting on the freshly drafted players do last night? Because usually the draft is in New York. It's a big event. It's a big function. The women be out, you know what I'm saying, having their claws into these young men. What did they do last night? Did they hit them up on Zoom? Did they
DM
them?
DM.
All right.
I've never been to the NFL draft to even know what it's like, so.
Free subscription to OnlyFans. It's either or. It's one or the other.
Free subscription. Oh, okay. Okay. Mm-hmm.
All right. Now, Donald Trump is talking about some cures for coronavirus, and before we even play this audio, let me give you a disclaimer. Do not try this.
Supposing we hit the body with a tremendous, whether it's ultraviolet or just very powerful light. And then I said, supposing you brought the light inside the body, which you can do either through the skin or in some other way. And I think you said you're going to test that too. Right. And then I see the disinfectant where it knocks it out in a minute. And is there a way we can do something like that by injection inside or almost a cleaning? Because you see it gets on the lungs and it does a tremendous number in the lungs. So it'd be interesting to check that. So that you're going to have to use medical doctors.
Oh my God, the guy is about to kill half of his fan base
because they the only ones stupid enough to try that. Like, what y'all gonna use, by the way? Mr. Clean, Lysol, Clorox? Like,
who? Fabuloso. Yeah. Fabuloso. Okay.
The reason why Donald Trump said this was because Bill Bryan, who was a senior official at the U.S. Department of Homeland Security, said that studies on coronavirus show that bleach kills coronavirus in about 5 minutes.
Oh my goodness.
Yes, the rubbing alcohol destroys it even faster, and the virus dies quickest under direct sunlight, and temperature and humidity affect how long the virus survives. So that was what Donald Trump then decided to spread as his information. Yep. And scientists are horrified by these claims. So do not use any type of UV lamps to sterilize your hands. As a matter of fact, UV radiation can cause even more harm. Too much UV light damage can lead to skin cancer. Chlorine bleach is toxic. As we all know, they tell you do not drink bleach.
Well, do not drink bleach. I think people know that.
They've been telling us that from the beginning, though. Like, the president.
Absolutely.
Heard someone say disinfectant kills corona on surfaces, and he thought to himself, well, why keep it on the surface? Let's put it in people. That if it kills it on the surface, then it can kill it inside, right?
My goodness.
That's his logic, okay? I'm surprised all the 5G folks who believe corona is because of 5G towers didn't freak out that he's using radiation to destroy radiation either, though.
My goodness. I think even my five-year-old knows you're not supposed to drink bleach. Clorox, or any of those, Fabuloso, Pine Sol, you know what I mean? It's,
the five-year-old won't know, the five-year-old won't know any better if he hears it from the president of the United States of America. That's why that stuff is so dangerous. But look, like I said, he's going to kill half his fan base because only his fan base, only somebody stupid enough to vote for that man would try that method.
You know, it's interesting. Christina Cuomo, who's Chris Cuomo's wife, she has coronavirus also. She's been bathing in bleach.
What?
And they're saying, do not do that. She did a post on her blog, Purist.
These people are wow.
Yeah, I don't understand that. She said she adds a half a cup of Clorox to her bath water.
For what? I never heard that helped.
This is crazy.
What does that help? I thought,
warning, do not do this, okay? Do not do this. I'm just warning anybody listening because clearly people are doing things like this.
White people, some whites going white, okay?
Oh, my goodness.
And I don't know nothing about putting no bleach in no goddamn bath water, okay? But they probably don't know nothing about putting sugar in their grits.
You know? All right. Well, that is your rumor report.
They might not put Texas Pete on their fried fish. Who knows?
My goodness.
Do they put Texas Pete on their popcorn? Probably not. Probably think that's really us. Of us. So who knows?
All right. Well, get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you need to vent, hit us up right now. Phone lines are wide open. We want to hear from you. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
We're welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It's an insider's look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give us his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. CJ will be bringing his A-list comedian buddies to keep it light and fire off some hoop takes. Plus, John will be inviting current and former NBA players, friends, and teammates to join the show as well to give their unfiltered accounts of what really goes on in the league from a player's perspective. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Seeing our communities grow and thrive is something we care deeply about here at Black Tech Green Money. State Farm Insurance also cares about the growth of black communities. They're actively investing in programs and initiatives that help provide financial literacy, give early career advice, and grow black-owned businesses, thus leading to generational wealth, which helps protect the future of our communities. We want to build a future that we all can be proud of. State Farm understands that representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. It also requires active sponsorship of programs like the AXO, a year-long program that recognizes and rewards high school students for their academic and cultural achievements, along with funding programs like Project Ready, a national Urban League program committed to educational achievement of black and brown youth that has awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to date. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and can have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
All right, so there we were, cruising through the new open-air zoo, when I realized that the park was closing in like 15 minutes. Luckily, we were in my Nissan Rogue. With its powerful V6 turbo engine, well, we had time to see all the animals.
Whoa! And outrun a few!
Drive the Nissan Rogue.
This is your time to get it off your chest, whether you're mad or blessed.
So you better have the same energy.
We want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
Hello, who's this?
Hey, this is Ashley.
Hey, Ashley, get it off your chest.
All right, so I just wanted to say, I don't personally do this, but I have heard of people putting bleach in their bath water.
Really?
Why, though?
I don't know. And, I mean, I am from South Carolina, so maybe it's the side that puts salt in their grits and not sugar. I don't know.
Listen, I'm from South Carolina, too, and I ain't never heard about nobody putting bleach in their bath water. I heard about people using bleach to clean the tub, but not to take a bath in it.
Yeah.
I want to Google it, but I don't feel like going down that rabbit hole. Something tells me that rabbit hole is covered in mayonnaise.
My goodness. All right. Well, thank you, Mama. Hello, who's this?
Hey, y'all. How y'all doing this morning?
Hey.
What's your name, bro?
Floridian.
Hey, you put bleach in your water?
Charlamagne the God.
What's up?
Peace, King. You put bleach in your bath water?
No, but first off, look, I was at the store the other day, and this lady got out of the car, and she took a bottle of Lysol and drenched herself in it and then walked in the store.
Whoa.
She sprayed herself, like, you mean, right?
Like, literally, like, I thought she was putting hairspray on or something. It was crazy.
And I see people spray themselves down, though.
With Lysol? Yeah,
I'm not going to lie. Mm-hmm. I spray my sheets, my bed. You know, when I clean the house, we spray everything with Lysol. But come on now, your whole body? But that's crazy.
Yeah, I don't know if I would put Lysol on my body.
Well, the person got clothes on, so they're spraying actually their clothes. I've seen people do that before.
Yeah, but I don't know. I think it's just this crazy stuff. But I will say, I'm glad this stuff did come out. You know why? Charlamagne has not been late to work ever since Corona has hit.
That's not true. That is not true.
By the way, I wasn't late this whole year.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, I wanted to know, how did that 1 o'clock Charlamagne and Travis thing go out? I didn't watch it. You know, I didn't.
You really believe Trav?
Yeah.
That didn't happen. That never happened, sir. Don't believe Trav. Trav just be talking.
My goodness. All right, brother. Thank you. Get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
I'm dialing.
Hey, what you doing, man?
I'm calling you.
This is your time to get it off your chest. Whether you're mad or blessed. 800-585-1051. We want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
Hello, who's this?
Hey, it's RJ from ATL, man. How y'all doing this morning?
Oh, RJ, what's
RJ
up?
From ATL, what's happening?
ATL, shorty.
Hey, y'all ain't got to worry about me going outside today. I'll be in the house once I leave work. But Envy, I want to thank you. I let my girl cut my hair.
Woo!
She did a good job, right?
Yeah, it's not bad. And it was her first time on an adult's head, so, you know.
I told you, think about it. Your wife put on makeup, right? And you know how precise they have to do to put on makeup? So just imagine them cutting your line. I wouldn't let my wife cut the front line. But the goatee and all that other stuff, my wife cuts it. She does a good job.
So you don't have to barber at all anymore. So now you can just get it at home.
All of y'all been quarantined too long. Y'all settling. Y'all settling for Zoom meetings instead of actual parties. Y'all settling for haircuts from your wife. What's next, guys? Huh?
Hey, at least
I don't know.
Spend no more money at the barber.
That's what you really think, huh?
Make sure you tip your wife, man. Tip your new barber well.
I ain't gonna front. I thought about really going through it with my wife to teach her how to do it. I'm like, yo, if that's the case, I don't gotta go to the barber shop as much. That's
you know why your wife? You know our wives are able to tape up the goatee so easy because they've been doing that to their vagina. Like they trim up their vagina just like that. That's what they doing. That's exactly what they doing to y'all goatee. Just trimming around the vagina, making it a nice little V on your mouth.
What is wrong with you, man?
Yours does have a little V shape now that I look at it.
I don't know, damn V, man. What's wrong with you?
Yeah, it does.
Hello, who's this?
Good morning, Nick.
Nick, get it off your chest, Nick.
I just wanted to share some food for thought from the people out there as far as getting off the wheel that the government has upon, as far as learning, using the E21 method to teach each other how to plant food, so make food, clothing, start to trade amongst ourselves, you know, and get off the feeling of needing the dollar. Because if you think about it, eventually they're trying to get rid of the paper dollar anyways. We need to learn how to work with each other so that we can grow without needing feeling that we need the assistance of the government or allowing them to control us in ways they need not be. Because if you think about it, think about this coronavirus thing. And 1 minute they're telling us we don't need masks. The next minute they're telling us we do. But yet we're paying them to tell us what's best for us. That doesn't make sense. If you're supposed to tell me what's good for me, I don't want a recall later on something that you told me was good for me today. You get what I'm saying?
They don't know.
Oh, yeah.
That was my whole point last week. They don't know. So it's one of those things. Things change each and every day. And that's why I said you got to do what's best for you and your family. With them opening up the country in certain places, even if they open up New York, New Jersey tomorrow, you know where I'm going to sit my ass? Huh?
Yeah, but we can't generalize either because it's only some idiots that are saying, you know what I mean, don't wear a mask. You know what I mean? Most of the medical professionals, most of the experts are saying wear a mask. It's really just people that don't know anything about science and medicine that's saying stuff like that. It's the politicians. Politicians need to shut the hell up and let the scientists and the medical experts do their goddamn job. Because when the politicians talk, they tell you things like shoot bleach to kill the virus. That's who you don't listen to.
Yeah, you know what? And I don't dispute that at all. But let's put the coronavirus to the side. Let's think about a lot of other things that are going on around us. Like, you have people that get cancer that don't even smoke cigarettes. If you think about it, it's coming from the foods that we eat and the certain things that they say that are good for us that are really not good for us. So if we learn to teach each other what's best for each other and learn to trade amongst each other in a fair way, we can grow more as individuals, as communities, if we learn to rely less on the government and allow them to control what we do.
definitely think that. I agree with you. I definitely think everybody should know how to fish.
Like they'll tell you how to plant. They'll tell you to drink milk, but then, you know, milk's not good for you from a cow, so.
Get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you need to vet, you can hit us up at any time. Now, we got rumors on the way, Yee?
Y'all want to hear what French Montana has to say more about this whole Kendrick Lamar debate? Well, he was on Everyday Struggle, and we'll give you some highlights.
All right, we'll get into that next. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
We're welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It's an insider's look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give us his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. CJ will be bringing his A-list comedian buddies to keep it light and fire off some hoop takes. Plus, John will be inviting current and former NBA players, friends, and teammates to join the show as well to give their unfiltered accounts of what really goes on in the league from a player's perspective. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Seeing our communities grow and thrive is something we care deeply about here at Black Tech Green Money. State Farm Insurance also cares about the growth of black communities. They're actively investing in programs and initiatives that help provide financial literacy, give early career advice, and grow black-owned businesses, thus leading to generational wealth, which helps protect the future of our communities. We want to build a future that we all can be proud of. State Farm understands that representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. It also requires active sponsorship of programs like the AXO, a year-long program that recognizes and rewards high school students for their academic and cultural achievements, along with funding programs like Project Ready, a National Urban League program committed to educational achievement of black and brown youth that has awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to date. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and can have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
All right, so there we were, cruising through the new open-air zoo, when I realized that the park was closing in like 15 minutes. Luckily, we were in my Nissan Rogue. With its powerful V6 turbo engine, well, we had time to see all the animals.
Whoa! And outrun a few!
Drive the Nissan Rogue.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Let's get to the rumors. Let's send a rest in peace to Fred Tha Godson.
It's about time.
What's going on? Yo.
Rumor report, rumor report.
This is The Rumor Report.
Talk to him.
With Angela Yee on The Breakfast Club.
Yes, again, you know, just a few weeks ago, Fred Tha Godson posted a picture of himself to social media, and this was the day that he was placed on a ventilator due to coronavirus, and now the hip-hop community is wishing his family well during this time because he has passed away. Very unfortunate. They actually paid tribute to him yesterday as they did this Hip-Hop Loves New York. So, you know, again, rest in peace.
Absolutely.
To Fred Tha Godson. Really sad situation. And to his wife, to his daughter, to his whole family, you know, our condolences to you.
Rest in peace to Fred Tha Godson, but y'all still out here talking about coronavirus isn't real. And you know what's crazy? If you go to Fred's Instagram, you know, the past few weeks, he's been preparing and trying to prevent coronavirus like everybody else. You see his wife cleaning the house. You see him with the mask on. You see him raising money for, you know, healthcare workers, all types of stuff. People, you know, just look raising money for coronavirus relief, all kind of stuff. And look, it still happened to him. God bless that brother.
Yes. Take care of those little girls, man, to everybody out there that knows his family, knows his wife. All right. French Montana, he was on Everyday Struggle, and he is speaking up about why he felt like he has more hits than Kendrick and why he even engaged in that conversation. Here's what he had to say about defending himself.
I never knew that standing up for yourself wasn't cool no more. You know what I'm saying? Like, people was acting like I said something wrong. If you put the Beatles in front of me, I'm going to stand up for myself and be like, I feel like I got more hits. I never dissed Kendrick. I love Kendrick. Actually, Kendrick's one of the first people to invite me to the studio when I was coming up.
He's right about defending himself, but, you know, no.
He can feel whatever way he wants to feel.
Absolutely, man. I'm gonna be honest with you. I just want to know what Kendrick Lamar thinks about all of this, because I'm actually offended for Kendrick Lamar. Because remember how back in the day Jay-Z said, "Don't compare me to nobody." That's how I feel about Kendrick. And if you're gonna compare him to someone artistically that's on his level. That man has given us three classic albums, and that's the thanks he gets. My God.
I'm gonna guess Kendrick probably doesn't care.
I'm assuming he don't care too.
That's what I would guess.
He uses his fuel. You know what I'm saying? Just to be like, what? I go away for a little while like I always do, and this is what happens? All right, let me show y'all something.
Prince was very clear on the fact that he wasn't trying to diss Kendrick, or he said, "I love Kendrick," you know, he said all he did was defend himself, and he's a huge fan of Kendrick. He said that a few times. Now, how did the beef with French Montana and Young Thug even start? Well, here is what French said.
Thug told you why I went left. It had nothing to do with Kendrick. If you saw the DMs that he showed you, let me tell you something, bro. I never disrespected my fiance. We was at a video shoot. We was all drunk, this and that. And I don't remember. This day I said something to her, like tried to holler at her. No, I don't remember. So he had hit me, and I'm like, bro, nobody would never do that. So
would you apologize then?
Yeah, I apologized to him. I was like, bro, if that happened, my bad. So I told him that, and I saw him 2 months ago. I went up to him personally by myself, and I tapped him on his shoulder. He turned around. I gave him a pound. So I thought everything was cool.
So it was really over Jerrica. It was over Young Thug's fiance. So I guess that's how everything first started, and then it escalated and spiraled from there. So
well, God bless both those brothers.
They squash all this because it's really silly.
Yeah, I hope they figure all that personal stuff out. I pray nobody gets hurt, because all of this is just nonsense to me. And you know, one last thing about French and Kendrick's music. Yes, French got them club bangers, but Kendrick's music just means more. It just means more to people. Period.
Yeah, I agree.
We're going to be all right with a Black Lives Matter anthem. Like, that's a classic, timeless record that's going to always represent revolution in the Black community. It just means more. That's all.
Absolutely. Two different artists.
Now, Alicia Keys has debuted a new anthem in partnership with CNN, and it's called Good Job. She actually debuted this yesterday, and this is also during a time when they were doing a CNN global town hall to address the latest questions and concerns in the fight against COVID-19. It was originally written months ago to honor the unsung heroes in her own life, but here is the song.
You're the engine that makes all things go. Always in disguise, my hero. I see your light in the dark, smile in my face when we all know it's hard. There's no way to ever pay you back. Bless your heart, no, I love you for that. Honest and selfless, I know if this helps it, but good job. Doing a good job.
Okay. If it motivates the healthcare workers, great.
Yeah, that's the theme for a new CNN Heroes campaign in celebration of the ordinary people who are now the heroes during this coronavirus crisis. And another thing that's new is Netflix just released a promo for Jerry Seinfeld's new comedy special. It's called 23 Hours to Kill. It's a new hour-long special. It's coming out on May 5th on Netflix. And here is a snippet from that trailer.
Good evening, Mr. S.
No fish.
The number of people in your curious profession is quite small. Even so, I doubt that you will be missed.
You have interfered with my plans for the last time!
What plans? You don't even have a lair. This is a comedy club dressing room.
I just gave him the light. You're on in 5. Do you want me to mention your Netflix special? What's it called again?
23 Hours to Kill.
Oy.
Coming out on Cinco de Mayo, huh? Mm-hmm. All right. That should break Netflix streaming records, since everybody just sitting at home doing nothing.
Oh, that's my girl Natina's birthday, Cinco de Mayo. We were supposed to be in Turks and Caicos. All right. Well, I'm Angela Yee, and that is your rumor report.
All right. Thank you, Miss Yee. Now, we got front page news. When we come back, what are we talking about?
Yes, we are going to be talking about bleach and sunlight and heat. And cures for coronavirus that you should not listen to.
All right. We'll get into that next. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ MV Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Let's get in some front page news. Where we start with Yee?
Well, the U.S. House of Representatives voted yesterday to approve that $480 billion package to give aid to small businesses and hospitals and expand coronavirus testing. So they are still trying to make sure that people get this money. They're saying that money, $310 billion, will go to the Paycheck Protection Program. We had discussed this earlier, how funding for that program ran dry earlier in the month. So just yesterday, they did approve that $480 billion package. Hey, now, listen, as far as
No, I was going to say salute to my guy, Robert Smith, man. You know, we had Robert Smith on the Breakfast Club last week. He's got QuickBase.com. If you want some of that SBA money, it's not a guarantee, but they can help you cut some of the red tape if you go to QuickBase.com.
Okay.
All right. And just as far as numbers, so far, 26.5 million Americans have filed for unemployment in the past month. So that is the total amount of first-time claims since the middle of March. As people are being laid off, businesses are closing, people are getting furloughed. And last thing I want to talk about is just letting you know, do not put UV rays on your body. Do not try to drink bleach, soak your body in bleach, any of those things, thinking that that might kill coronavirus. It's crazy that I have to say this, but Donald Trump, after hearing that the warmer weather might prevent a coronavirus from spreading the way that it has been, and that sunlight and bleach can both kill coronavirus, here is what Donald Trump said.
Supposing we hit the body with a tremendous, whether it's ultraviolet or just very powerful light. And then I said, supposing you brought the light inside the body, which you can do either through the skin or in some other way. And I think you said you're going to test that too. Right. And then I see the disinfectant where it knocks it out in a minute. And is there a way we can do something like that by injection inside or almost a cleaning? Because you see it gets on the lungs and it does a tremendous number of the lungs. So it'd be interesting to check that, so that you're going to have to use medical doctors.
He about to kill half his fan base. Because only somebody that's stupid enough to vote for Donald Trump is going to try to inject disinfectant in their body to kill coronavirus.
Right. Well, just want to make sure we reiterate a million times, do not ingest any disinfectant. Do not try to put UV rays in your body or do any of those things. That is not going to be effective. That could be way more harmful than anything. You could end up with skin cancer from the UV rays. You could end up dying from ingesting any type of bleach or disinfectant.
And all you 5G Negroes that believe in 5G and believe that coronavirus is caused by 5G, how do y'all feel about Donald Trump using radiation to kill radiation? What's your conspiracy theory about that one? I'd like to know.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, that is your front page news.
All right. Thank you, Miss Yee. Now, let's have a conversation that was trending on social media yesterday. It was about the classic and iconic Air Force One sneaker.
Now. Yeah, because there was a clip of ASAP Rocky that came out implying he bought Air Force Ones back. And the people, you know, started tweeting saying, like, yo, Nelly and the St. Lunatics didn't request two pairs to be disrespected like this, you know. And I come from South Carolina.
Did he say that he brought it back or he made it popular?
He's saying he bought them back. I don't. He said he bought them back. He made them popular again.
He did. I think he brought them back. In 2010, Air Force Ones were considered the old man sneaker. I remember me still wearing mine, and Steve Stout said, well, I used to wear those. Nobody wears those anymore. Yes, that's what people thought. Nobody was rocking Air Force Ones, and I think ASAP Rocky brought those sneakers back. Not to say that he made it popular. He brought them back.
Well, I hear what you're saying, but everybody started tweeting ASAP and sending tweets out on the internet saying no. Nelly bought them back. Me being from South Carolina, we used to wear Air Force Ones in the late 90s, early 2000s. We used to call them Willie D's. So I've been on Air Force Ones. So by the time Nelly them came out with the song, to me, he was just, he gave us a soundtrack for what we was already rocking. But to deny that Nelly made Air Force Ones famous is
he
wrong.
Didn't make it famous. He made it popular. There's a difference, I think.
East Coast
was already rocking it. Jay-Z already had it in the video when he had the pairs and him and Dame Dash buying the whole section in his first album. Jay-Z was wearing Air Force Ones.
About it though. Jay-Z ain't make no song about it that became a hit record that everybody around the globe was talking.
He didn't make a song about Yankee hats, and he was known for making a Yankee hat very popular. There's a lot of stuff that Jay-Z made popular that he didn't make songs about.
See, this is the problem with y'all New Yorkers.
White Nike Airs. We call them Air.
You think the Yankee hat's so popular?
Why?
Because you're from New York. So you see people in Yankee hats all the time.
Everybody around the country wears Yankee hats.
You know why? Because New Yorkers have pride, and New Yorkers move around everywhere. So they're all over the country. They migrate to different places, and they still rock those Yankee hats. I didn't give a damn about no Yankee hat growing up. What are you talking about?
Yeah, but you put that was your bubble. But you put Queensbridge on the side of your head when your barber put a whole Queensbridge on the side of your head.
Listen, we ain't talking about Mobb Deep. We're talking about Dave.
My God. Right? Well, let's open up the phone lines. 800-585-1051. We're talking about Nike Air Force Ones. Who made it popular? Did ASAP Rocky bring it back? Let's talk about it. And
we're going to have Nelly call in.
Okay. All right. We'll do that when we come back. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Pull out your phone.
Call in right now.
Call me.
Add your opinion to The Breakfast Club topic.
Break it down.
800-585-1051.
The Breakfast Club.
It's topic time.
Pick up the phone, baby.
Call 800-585-1051 to join into the discussion with The Breakfast Club.
Talk about it.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Now, if you just joined us, we're talking about this statement right here that ASAP Rocky made.
It was all premeditated. I said, listen, I'm going to wear these wax sneakers. It was 2011 just to test the seat. Because, all right, let me tell you, when I first came out, you know, I didn't know if my idols were looking at me for and so I got all my friends like, oh, man, you know, so-and-so wore the whatever because you wore it. So I said, you know what? Let me do things that only I could do. I wanted to purposely be able to identify when I did certain things. It was almost like I put a trademark out there. So when people started wearing the Air Force Ones again, I stopped wearing it. And I just said, man, I did my job and I was right all along.
And I agree with him. ASAP Rocky brought back Air Force Ones. It wasn't popular in 2010, 2011. He made it cool again for them young kids to wear Air Force Ones. That is the truth.
Yeah, but Nelly probably made Air Force Ones the global sensation. And that's not even a probably. Nike says that. Nike says that Nelly made Air Force Ones the global sensation that it
he
was.
Did. He absolutely
By the way, which was actually news to me too, though, because I grew up rocking Air Force Ones. We used to call them Willie D's in the 843 Charleston, South Carolina, Monk's Corner, South Carolina. So I was always on them. You know what I mean? But even Nike says, if you go read this article in the New York Times about the 25th anniversary of Air Force Ones, they said that rappers like Jay-Z, rappers like Nelly, especially Nelly after he did Air Force Ones, made Air Force Ones a global sensation. It's actually the highest selling athletic sneaker of all time.
Well, let's talk to Nelly. We got Nelly on the line right now. Nelly, good morning.
Peace, King.
What's going on? First, how you holding up with this quarantine, bro?
I mean, it's all good. I'm doing good. First off, I want to send all my love and all my thanks and my support out to all the healthcare workers that's doing what they're doing, putting their lives on the line to make sure that all of us are safe out there. You know what I mean? Like, got to say that. Shout out to NY. I know y'all going through what y'all going through, and shout out to each and all the surrounding areas. Got to know that.
Absolutely.
You know, Nelly sparked some conversation yesterday because people were coming at ASAP Rocky for claiming that he is the reason Air Force Ones came back. And so Nelly started trending on Twitter. And I left a comment on Shade Room and I said, no rapper made Air Force Ones famous. Rappers were rocking Air Forces because they were popular in damn near every hood in America. In Charleston, SC, we called them Willie D's. Nelly said lies. And then Nelly gave me some information I think he should give to the people because it changed my mind a little bit.
Yeah, no doubt. Well, first off, you know what I'm saying? You know, you my brother, Charlamagne, you know what I mean? So, you know, it's all love. That's why I had to call you. Like, but at the end of the day, like, we got to look at the definition of famous. You know what I mean? Like, don't get it twisted. We weren't the first ones to start rocking Air Force Ones. We wasn't the first ones that discovered Air Force Ones. No, but when you say made them famous, you got to understand that Air Force Ones was more of a New York East Coast thing.
Absolutely.
We didn't rock Air Force Ones in the South. We didn't rock Air Force Ones in the Midwest, and they wasn't rocking Air Force Ones on the West Coast. You know what I mean? Like, until we did what we did, you know what I mean? Like, Air Force Ones went from $59.99 to $100 in a year. In a year. The same year after we made our song, shot our video, and had our tour. So I don't know what ASAP is on or whatever he's talking about, but if he's in any doubt, all he got to do is ask Nike.
Now,
because they sponsored our whole tour that year, and we had a whole Air Force One that flew from the back of the stadium to the front of the stage doing every show.
Yep. You know, I was on that tour. I was DJ with Fab on that tour. But I would say this. Air Force Ones was a New York thing, right? Exactly. When you did the tour and you did that record, you made it bigger than just New York. You took it outside of New York.
Exactly.
But But there was a time when nobody would wear Air Force Ones. It was considered the old man's sneaker. Nobody was rocking with it. And he started rocking it 10 years later after that. He did. He started rocking it. He started bringing it back because I remember every time I wore my Airs, it was like, why you still rocking Airs for? He brought it back for the kids. He did.
He brought it back for the kids?
I think so.
I don't know. They never dipped. The price never changed, my dude.
Well, you did change the price.
We took them from $59.99 to $100.
To $89.99, $94 with tax. I remember.
They never came back down, my dude.
And I saw Nike tweet out something yesterday that said, like, when after y'all dropped the song, sales went up like 800% or 8,000% globally or something.
Nigga, listen, I'm not down with ASAP Phil. Shout out to The Rock, you know what I'm saying? To ASAP, to all them young brothers. I'm with all them young brothers, you know what I mean? But, yo, we said who made them famous? How we didn't make them famous, my dude?
You did. You did.
Yeah, I would say it was kind of like a Run DMC, My Adidas moment. When Run DMC did My Adidas and they held that Adidas up, that shell toe up at Madison Square Garden, it definitely made the sneakers.
But famous. That was.
I tell it to you like this, DJ Envy. It's like a local artist. He been doing this thing for 2 or 3 years. He hot in his neighborhood. He hot in the city. He hot in the city. He hotter than the next city over. He might be even hot in the next state over. But then Dr. Dre find him. Now, Dr. Dre didn't make him famous?
He did.
It's a good point. Okay. He did.
That's what I'm
a saying. Great point.
We wasn't the first people to rock Air Force Ones. I give you that. My Harlem niggas at that time, they put me on that because I was trying to find some Reebok classics at the time, and they didn't have none in New York. And my homeboys, Party Ann and Sugar Kate and all them, was like, yo, get you some ones. And I was like, what, these big white-ass medical-looking shoes? Like, that's what happened. Like, and they was like, nah, that's the deal. And from that point on, we took them and put them down in New Orleans. We put them in Texas. We put them in Alabama. We put them in Atlanta. We put them on the West Coast. We put them in China. We put them in Europe.
That is true.
We put them in Indonesia. We put them in South Africa. We put them in North Africa. We put them. We made them.
But
global, my
that was
didn't make them famous.
That was 2002, 2003, 2004, 2005. But in 2011, nobody was wearing them.
Once they out there, my.
That's very true. And Nike.
Jackson, you can't say yo. When I start listening to Remember the Times, that's when Michael Jackson was hot. You ain't got nothing to do with that. You can't say, yo, when I heard Remember the Time, that's when Michael Jackson was jamming. Because the youth was listening to him. We don't want to hear that not after Thriller. That is a rap.
Hey, Nike said that the peak of Air Force One was after Nelly dropped that record. And 2005 was like their highest sales year ever, like from 02 to 05, but 05 was the peak.
That is true.
Champ, let me tell you something. And I love y'all as more as I tell you, and I put this on everything I love, that Nelly was always Nelly, and Nelly always had it in Nelly. But New York and my family and all my niggas from Harlem taught Nelly how to be a star. And I say that to this day. You know what I mean? But this is why country got a problem with the East Coast, because y'all don't want to give us our freaking credit. Bro.
We giving you credit.
Talk about it, Nelly.
We give you your credit.
Hold on, my nigga. This is why Pimp C always had a problem with you niggas up there.
Hey, talk about it, Nelly.
This is the problem right here. You hear me? This is why, I don't know how many people watch that Goody Mob Unsung. This is why we always got to go through the process that we go through to get our credit. Because y'all know, like I know, that if Nelly was from the East Coast, he would be the biggest rapper of all time. No.
Hold up, Nelly. We'll talk more when we come back. Nelly's on the line, 800-585-1051. We're talking about a lot. Don't move. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Call me.
Add your opinion to The Breakfast Club topic.
Come on.
800-585-1051.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. We still have Nelly on the line. Nelly, you still there?
Yeah, champ, I'm still here.
Now, apologies for keeping you on hold for so long. Nelly was talking real spicy, right? Now, Nelly, you said
Nelly
that
you're about to start some beef between the East
beef.
Coast.
And, no.
I'm totally kidding, guy.
Not at all.
Now, Nelly, you said one thing. Now, let me say this. Charlie Wilson, right? Charlie Wilson, an amazing artist, right? Outstanding, so many different records. But we can't sit here and say that Snoop didn't bring Nelly back. Snoop didn't bring Charlie Wilson back to the forefront. He did.
No.
Yes.
Hold on. Wait a minute. First of all, Charlie Wilson had his own moments before Snoop was ever born.
True.
So you can't say that. The thing with Air Force Ones is that Air Force Ones was a sneaker that people on the East Coast and in certain areas used to rock. But
true.
They weren't global. They weren't nationwide. We didn't rock those in the South. We didn't rock those in the Midwest. We didn't rock those in the West. A lot of the East Coast and the East Coast South rock Air Force Ones. We used to rock Reebok Classic and K-Swiss.
Right.
That's what we used to rock, or Felize.
Right.
That's what we used to rock. We didn't start rocking Air Force Ones until after Air Force One. The whole statement of give me super came from because they was only $59.99. After my song, after the video, after the tour, they shot up to $100, and they ain't came down since. So if you make them famous, what's the definition of famous? Widely known in achievement. What did we achieve? We achieved the number one record from it.
I agree. You're absolutely right. You made them popular.
Widely known.
Out of New York.
No, we raised the price. Ain't nobody else raised the price of Air Force Ones but us.
That is true.
Now, Nelly, I believe that you're right, but it'll be people in New York who'll say, well, look, you got to give New Yorkers they credit because they put you on the Air Force Ones.
Hold on. I've never said that New York didn't put us on the Air Force Ones. I never said that. I've never said that New York wasn't rocking Air Force Ones. The quote was, who made Air Force One famous? Famous is the word. We made them famous.
I agree with you 100%. You did.
This is what Nelly is saying.
You made it famous. Hands down, you did. But in 2010, when nobody was rocking them, he brought them back out. He was rocking them.
The price didn't go down. If wasn't nobody rocking them, the price go down. That means you can't sell them. People were still buying them, and they were still buying them at the same price that we set in 2005. So what do you mean?
So what you're saying, Nelly, is you
did. Do you think that Air Force Ones was a women thing also, or you think it was just guys really wearing Air Force Ones?
Both.
It was generational. It was the moment. It didn't matter. Like I said again, I went to South Africa on a Country Grammar tour. They was holding up Air Force Ones. They wasn't doing that because New York was rocking them.
So you did for Air Force Ones what Ray J did for Kim Kardashian.
You stop it, man.
You say, hey, however you put that, my. But what I do know is that what you won't do is say, and you can ask Nike. Why? Because Nike sponsored our tour that year, because we made so much money for Air Force One that they sponsored our tour and paid for Air Force Ones that went from the back of the venue to the stage that slowdown the man with the mask wore during the whole tour.
Well, I would agree that the comparison between Nelly and Air Force Ones is comparable to Run DMC and Adidas.
Absolutely.
Basically,
100%.
They shouted out Adidas, and then Adidas got on board because it helped them tremendously with the Adidas sweatsuits.
And the beauty I love about the situation is white people do that to black culture, black street culture all the time. I'm happy that it was a brother who did that for black street culture, and I'm happy Nike cut you a check because a lot of times these corporations ignore us for giving them all that self-promotion.
Bro. They didn't start doing signature Air Force Ones until after we did the record. Everybody got signature Air Force Ones after we did it. They did the Sean Carter signature Air Force Ones. They did the Nellyville signature Air Force Ones. Everybody got Air Force Ones after that. They didn't do it before the record. They didn't do it before the record, even though New York was rocking them. Who got a signature Air Force One before the song? Tell me, I'll wait.
Envy? Who?
I don't know.
Listen, one more thing, Nelly. You said that if you was in New York, you'd be the biggest rapper in the world. Why do you feel that way?
Because New York is the media capital of the world. Y'all do the best out of everything. Y'all take mediocre and make it good. Y'all take good and make it great. Y'all take great and make it iconic.
But Nelly, you was the biggest rapper in the world.
That ain't what I'm talking about. I'm talking about as far as the media is concerned. Y'all are the media capital of the world. I'm a country dude. You know what I mean? Like, and when you
I get what you're saying.
Dude, if you stay in the country, that don't resonate the same way as if somebody from New York get it. Y'all don't do that, bro.
Now you right.
It's the biggest in the world, and they only got one record. Don't do that.
Nelly right, because if Nelly would have sold 10 million records in New York, it'd have been like he sold it'd have been like Thriller.
Ain't nobody in New York got a diamond plaque but Biggie, my
right, and you were the biggest artist in the world. You were.
He right.
Nobody in New York got a diamond plaque but Biggie, my
and we respect you, Nelly. Nelly, you were the biggest rapper in the world. You were. Nobody can take that from you.
I was the biggest rapper in the world because of what I sold and what I did, not because of my perception and my, you know what I mean? Like, and what, let's just say, press would have done for me. And I'm not blaming that, because at the end of the day, again, I credit New York with helping Nelly to be a star. And I always say that. I wouldn't be nothing without New York. I swear that. Know that.
And Nelly, you know your name keeps coming up in these versus battles. We was having a discussion actually here on the show a couple of weeks ago about battles that we would like to see. You jumping into any of that anytime soon?
Let me tell you something. I just need to know the rules. Are we doing all number one?
That's what I'm talking about. Nelly got wrecked. Nelly got hits.
And I don't think nobody wants this smoke. I swear to God.
Woo!
Woo! Who did you say Nelly could go against? Was it Ja Rule? We were just having this discussion.
Y'all said that. I said no disrespect to Ja, but Nelly has way more hits and records than Ja. That's hands down.
We were going over
the records. I said that's you got to do like T.I. You got to do somebody that has more records. Like you, Nelly has records.
Let me tell you something. I got a number one on every format except classical and jazz. I got a number one on rap. I got a number one on R&B. I got a number one on rhythmic. I got a number one on top 40. I got a number one on country. Whatever you want to say, I got a number one on except classical, jazz, and gospel.
Talk your s***, Nelly.
We got to get Nelly with somebody on this versus, man. Swiss, Timberland, if you listen, let's get Nelly on somebody.
I wouldn't mind seeing that. Nelly, I enjoyed you talking this morning, brother.
You just got to let me know what's all involved. Are we adding features or are we just adding our own songs? Because if we adding our own songs, this ain't even no contest.
Woo!
If you want to add in features of what you did on other people's records, then so be it.
Okay.
I feel like people have been doing features also.
Yeah, they have. They absolutely positively have.
We're going to get Nelly in one of these verses. Nelly, man, thank you for calling, my brother. I appreciate you talking your shit this morning.
Thank y'all, my brothers.
All right, my bro. All right, Nelly. 800-585-1051. We're talking Nelly. We're talking Air Force One sneakers. You heard the conversation. What are your thoughts? Call us now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Strap with the gum bottom. There's something about them, the beauty, that's why I got them. I leave them strapped and laced and come about them. The last person that touched them, I damn shot them.
Now if you look and see lime green forces, it's kiwi. You couldn't get this color if you had a purse with no genie. You know I keep that hip hop, man. Yeah, my Force Ones and tip top, got Force One flip flop.
I like the limited edition, the khaki and army green. Patent leather pinstripe, you should see how I do the string. Size 12 with the strap, red and white with a cardinal cap. All flavors, but it just depends on where number I'm at.
Don't get me wrong, man. I'm Murphy Lee, ain't dumb, man. Cause if that shoe is on that shelf, you should have some, man. You cannot sit up and tell me that you have none, man. You may not have three or four, but you got one, man.
I said, give me two. I need to burn.
So I can get to stomping in my Air Force One.
Big boy, stomping in my Air Force One.
I said, give me to burn.
I need to burn.
So I
Foot lock, I'm looking like I need those. 10 and a half, and if you got them, give me 2 of those. I can tell she never seen Murphy Lee before, cause she just standing there as if I'm shooting free throws. I said, excuse me, miss, I only wanna buy shoes. She said, I love you, Murphy, especially in the white and blue. I said, the white and blue sound nice, make it twice. And I signed an autograph, thanks for the advice.
I keep it real dirty, dirty, you know how I do. Purple and gold with the Lakers, the Broncos, the orange and blue. I like a floppy. Ankle socks, lows, mids, and high tops with the clear sole. But it's Timbs and fat laces when it's cold. But when the winter cold and the hot summer flow, then it's back to the all-purpose with them the dots in the toe. Ain't nothing stopping this dough that I'm spending for show. On them Nike Air Force, and E behind the O.
Okay, Lee, I treat my shoe like my ride. Chrome on the fat laces and put wood on the inside. Spray candy on the swoosh with electric roof. Spencer put a kid on the sole, and I got a wider shoe. Ooh, you see that low mid Skittle purple coupe, I'm driving them.
Kiwan, where you getting them colors? Are you dying them?
10 is my size in them. No point in tying them. Ain't no point of trying these on. They know I'm buying them.
I know nothing but the hype on first sight, like white on whites. Them 3/4, the lows, they all tight. The only problem, they only good for one night. Cause once you scuff them, you up your whole night. What's my basis? The look on store owners' faces. This kid's outrageous. He buying them by the cases.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. That was Nelly and the St. Lunatics with Air Force Ones. All right, now we're talking about Air Force Ones. Who made it popular? Who made it famous? And if ASAP Rocky actually brought it back? I tried to reach out to ASAP Rocky this morning. He ain't answer. Let's go to the phone lines. Hello, who's this?
Preet.
Hey, where you calling from?
I am in Virginia, but I'm calling from Fayetteville. From Fayetteville, not Window.
Shout out. How old are you, first of all? Age matters in this conversation.
39.
How old are you?
You're right, Charlamagne. Yes, it does, but I'm 39. Yeah.
Okay. So talk to me.
So I don't think, I'm not going to say that Nelly didn't put forces out there, but just like Charlamagne, I'm from North Carolina. We was already rocking. Like, we didn't need a song to tell us, but, you know, thank you. And as far as ASAP, they didn't go anywhere. Like, as long as I could still walk in foot action and they were still on the wall for $100, forces hadn't went anywhere. We were still walking the fresh pair.
Yeah, but people keep saying that. But there's a difference between still being on the shelves and being able to find it. One time, you could not find Air Force Ones. You had to call Foot Lock and say, hey, when are you getting a new shipment in? That's when they were popping.
That
after that,
there,
in 2010, they were easy to get because nobody was wearing them. But ASAP Rocky brought them back to a point where them kids were wearing them again. That is the truth.
I mean, we say that, but...
Yeah, if you say kids, maybe, because they don't know that they were supposed to be wearing them already. But just like Charlamagne just said, people in New York, like, y'all...
We never stop wearing them.
Y'all stuff is, like, everywhere. Like you said, fitteds. Did nobody really care about fitteds like that in Fayetteville? I mean, they were tight, but nobody cared. Most people had snapbacks, to be honest. Like, nobody really cared.
Okay. Thank you, Mama. Hello, who's this?
Yo, this is JoJo from Lansing, Michigan.
What up, though?
Hey, man, yo, so I heard that story, well, I actually read that story this morning about ASAP making Air Force popular, and I'm going to be honest, like, I agree with Charlamagne. I think that Nelly actually made it popular first. I'm not really for sure what's going on with this generation as far as who is, who's leading it right now, as far as who's making Air Force Ones popular. I agree. I think Nelly was the one who made it popular. I don't know if he made it famous, but he definitely made it popular.
How old are you?
I'm 27.
27. So around 2005, you were how old? When did Air Force One come out? Like 02, 03? How old were you around that time?
See, now you got me thinking. That was like 10 years ago. So I was about...
You remember the song, though?
Yeah. Definitely.
Did you know about Air Force Ones before that song?
No. Not at all.
See?
I mean, for some people, he didn't. I mean, but I'm telling you, when it came to 2010, you could find them sneakers everywhere on the counter. And ASAP Rocky made it cool for a lot of the younger generation because they weren't rocking it. They were rocking everything else, Vans and Jordans and Yeezys. And he made it, I think, cool. That's my opinion. That's what I've seen. But
Yeezys was around in 2010?
I think he brought it back. If that's what we're in at. But
I would say reintroduced.
Yeah, he reintroduced.
Reintroduced.
Absolutely. Yeah,
reintroduced is the word.
He made them hot again. Yeah, did you ever wear Air Force Ones?
That's what I was about to say. I never really liked Air Force Ones for myself personally. I don't think I've ever purchased a pair of Air Force Ones. I have a couple of pairs because I remember we had the ability to make a pair when I worked at Shady. So I made a pair, but I don't think I ever really even wore them. And then I recently, they sent me a pair, maybe like a few months ago, but I never was really big on that style of sneaker because I felt like it made my feet look big.
It definitely made my feet hurt. I've been stopped wearing Air Force Ones. I got two cones on my baby. I got a cone on each baby toe because of Air Force Ones. Ones and two tight Jordans.
I've always been an Air Force One person. That was always
me. You definitely have.
I always have. I got tons of Air Force Ones, white on white, 9.5. I wear a size 10, but you get a half a size.
Damn. You know what? And Angelie, I just remember we ain't get to ask Nelly, and I don't know why it just hit my mind. Only reason Envy wear Air Force Ones like that is because Nelly saved his life in the goddamn club.
Why didn't we ask Nelly about that?
Oh my God, I forgot Nelly. Nelly saved your life in the club, and that's why you started rocking Air Force Ones, to be like daddy. Oh, I get it. Okay, it makes sense now.
Nelly has nothing to do with me wearing that, but
did he save your life?
He did save my life. He did save my life.
With his Air Force Ones.
And Yeezy's first sneaker came out in 2009. It was the Air Yeezy. It was his collaboration with Nike. Okay. And then in 2014, he did the Yeezys with Reebok. Adidas. All right. Well, we got rumors on the way.
Yeah, you know, it's Friday, so let's talk about some new music that's available starting today.
All right, we'll get into that next. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Let's get to the rumors. Let's talk to Chance.
It's spilling the tea. This is the Rumor Report with Angela Yee on The Breakfast Club.
So 2 Chainz is reopening his Atlanta restaurants for sit-down service. So he said he does have a plan to keep everyone safe. His Escobar restaurant and Tapas are serving dine-in meals, and that's going to be starting Monday, according to his business partner and co-owner Snoop Dillard. He said they're making public safety a top priority. Now, first, they were doing only takeout orders because of coronavirus. They said sales have been down 95% during the shutdown. The restaurant did furlough around 80% of their staff. So now with dine-in service coming back, they're going to bring back 65% of the staff, and the hope is to have everybody back at work eventually. So
I'm sure those restaurants can have a certain amount of people in them, right? Because I mean, if you're following social distancing laws, you can't be in more than groups of 10, right? Are they changing it in Atlanta?
Staff will have their temperatures checked when they clock in. There's mandatory gloves for all employees, masks for the cooks, and single-use paper menus. Any staff member showing symptoms will be asked to go home and quarantine for 14 days. They're also bringing back hookahs, and those hookahs will be cleaned and sanitized.
Hell no. Ain't no way in hell I'm smoking hookah at a time like this. People like to smoke hookah and don't change the goddamn filter. By the way, that's why coronavirus spread in New York so crazy, because a couple weeks before they did that quarantine,
people
was outside smoking hookah in the Heights, and they was passing them back and forth and not changing the goddamn filter.
That's not the reason it spread like that. You ain't never been uptown like that.
I see it on Instagram. I was DMing some of my folks. Ask Michaela if I'm lying. I hit Michaela. I said, damn, y'all supposed to be quarantining, and you in the Heights smoking hookah, and you and that girl keep passing that filter back and forth. Y'all ain't changed the filter not one time. Hookah boy. Man, Atlanta about to be crazy with Corona if that's what they doing.
All right, now The Dream is launching an OnlyFans. And that account is going to help promote his new album, Sex Part 4. So he says, shout out OnlyFans and all the beautiful ladies involved. We launched a page dedicated to the baby-making album of the year. Follow to view this content for free. And then he posted the link. So, you know, y'all was going in, not you guys, but people were going in on women who have OnlyFans pages. So I guess you guys should be okay with it now, right? That The Dream is launching an OnlyFans page to promote. Because again...
I gotta see what he's doing on there first. If he get on there topless and show some, then we gotta get on The Dream's ass.
Oh my goodness.
Well, you gotta go take a look at it. But he's not gonna be in the videos himself.
And I guarantee you that he said the baby making album of the year. So I bet you all his videos are going to be very sexually themed to cater to that OnlyFans crowd.
I'm sure it's going to be very sexy. So you can follow the dream on OnlyFans. All right. Juice WRLD has put out, well, they've put out a single, even though he's passed away. The song is called Righteous. Here's part of that.
All white Gucci suit, I'm feeling righteous. Yeah. I know that the truth is hard to digest. Yeah. 5 or 6 pills in my right hand. You need to run it over on my nightstand. Taking medicine to fix all of the damage. My anxiety the size of a planet. Holes in my skull. Overtime, my heart's over ice. Over ice, I'm freezing. Beautiful eyes deceiving. We may die this evening.
You know, when he passed, he had over 2,000 songs, so there's going to certainly be more unreleased material that's coming out sometime in the near future. Now, music today, also Trouble has put out his Thug Love album. So shout out to Trouble.
Mm-hmm.
He actually mentions Gigi McGuire and Lip Service on the album also. So he's got a lot of features on there. 2 Chainz is on there. Boosie, Quavo, Jeezy, City Girls, Scales. Let's see. He got a lot of guest appearances. Jacquees is on the album. So make sure y'all check that out. Also, K-Camp put out his Kiss 5 album today. It's a 15-song project, and he has Wale, Ari Lennox, Black, Tink is on the album, Fabo, Jacquees, Jeremiah is on there. Youngboy, mm-hmm. NBA, also put out his album, 38 Baby 2, this project. Obviously a sequel to his 38 Baby from 2016. And he is always putting out music because he just put out Still Flexing, Still Stepping, I feel like, just a couple months ago. I guess that was back in February, if I'm not mistaken. So not a ton of guest appearances on his. The baby's on there. And then he also has a guest appearance from his mom. So should be interesting to listen to. And Fabio Foreign has put out 800 BC. He put out an 8-track project, and that stands for Before Corona. All right. Also, Jackboy has a new self-titled project out today. There's a lot of new music today. Jackboy, who was Kodak Black's artist, he's signed to Sniper Gang. He put out a self-titled project also that features our wife and Lucci. Kodak Black is on there. Casanova, Black Youngsta. So make sure you guys check that out. Okay.
You know who I'm looking forward to hearing? I'm looking forward to hearing Rhett One from TDE. I saw Top Dog post something yesterday. It was a board, and he had a bunch of different celebrities' names on it. Let me tell you something. That goddamn that Rhett One, not Rhett One, Reason. Reason. Rhett, that Reason. Like, I'm thinking of Rhett One. I know. Their names look similar. Reason. That goddamn Reason is dope. I want to clue bombs for Reason. Reason is nice. Mm-hmm. I'm looking forward to hearing what Reason puts out. I don't know what he's putting out.
Put out new music. TDE's definitely been putting things out, you know, during this time. So yes, Reason. Okay. All right.
Yeah,
so
right now, though,
we have a song to play for you guys. It's Travis Scott and Kid Cudi. They put out a new song. It came out at midnight. They teased it on Fortnite because, you know, they're doing that in-game concert series called Astronomical. And that is also continuing through the weekend until tomorrow. And so here is a song that Travis Scott and Kid Cudi put out. It came out at midnight, and that song is called The Scots.
All right, before we get that on, Charlamagne, who you giving your donkey to?
We need Donald J. Trump to come to the front of the congregation. We'd like to have a word with him. You know the J stands for jackass. Let's talk about it.
All right, we'll get into that next now. Let's get into that, Joy Chi.
Yes, here's Travis Scott and Kid Cudi with The Scots.
Donald J. Trump is calling for a total and complete shutdown of Muslims entering the United States.
Wouldn't you love to see one of these NFL owners, when somebody disrespects our flag, to say, get that son of a bitch off the field right now, out, he's fired. He's fired!
Trump, please step up to the congregation.
Yes, you are a donkey.
Love Donald Trump.
When Mexico sends its people, they're not sending their best. They're bringing drugs. They're bringing crime. They're rapists.
He's a jackass.
Donkey of the Day for Friday, April 24th, goes to the celebrity in chief, Mr. Dope 45, Donald J. Trump. My fellow Americans, have you ever seen the movie Idiocracy? Idiocracy is a movie about a private in the military, played by Luke Wilson, who takes part in a secret military experiment to be put in hibernation for a year, along with a woman, played by Maya Rudolph, okay? But people forgot about them, because the base they were stored on closed down and they were left in storage until 2505. So Luke Wilson's character was a private in the military. Maya Rudolph was a prostitute, if I'm not mistaken. But when they wake up, they discover the average intelligence of humans has decreased so much that the private in the military is now the smartest man in the whole world. I mean, the most intellectual, most highest IQ, everything. Smartest man in the whole world. And Terry Crews, who plays a reality star, a wrestler, something in the movie, I don't remember, he was the president. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm saying all that to say we are here, okay? Some people say based off all the oppression and marginalization America has put certain citizens through, it is getting the president it deserves. It's gotten the president it deserves. Well, I don't know if that's the case, but I do know America has gotten the president it voted for. Oh, yes, it did. And yesterday, after a presentation that touched on the disinfectants that can kill coronavirus on surfaces, you know, and in the air, like Lysol, stuff like that, President Trump pondered whether those chemicals could be used to fight the virus inside the human body. I wish I was making this up, but I'm not. He also suggested we should try ultraviolet rays to kill the 5G rays that exist in coronavirus patients. I'm joking. I just wanted to get you 5G Negroes excited. But sadly, all 5G talk sounds perfectly fine compared to what Trump said yesterday about disinfectants. Let's hear it.
Supposing we hit the body with a tremendous, whether it's ultraviolet or just very powerful light. And then I said, supposing you brought the light inside the body, which you can do either through the skin or in some other way. And I think you said you're going to test that too, right? And then I see the disinfectant where it knocks it out in a minute. And is there a way we can do something like that by injection inside or almost a cleaning? Because you see it gets on the lungs and it does a tremendous number in the lungs. So it'd be interesting to check that so that you're going to have to use medical doctors.
All right, MAGA. So what y'all going to use? Mr. Clean? Lysol? Clorox? This guy is about to have half his base kill themselves because they are the only ones dumb enough to try this stupid-ass remedy. Who will be the first to inject bleach and die? D-I-E and D-Y-E. Who? Tell me. Craig Spencer, director of Global Health and Emergency Medicine, says his concern about the president's statement is that people will die. People will think this is a good idea. He says this is not willy-nilly, off the cuff, maybe this will work advice. This is dangerous. Yes, it's dangerous. Just like the president is dangerous. Dear Mr. President, I will tell you the same thing I told Brian Kemp. I will tell you the same thing I told Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick of Texas. I'll tell you the same thing I told Mayor Carolyn Goodman of Las Vegas. All these ideas y'all have, all these experiments y'all want to do to stop the coronavirus, when you make statements like there are some things more important than living, like Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick did, when you make statements like you offered your city up as a control group, but they said no, like Mayor Carolyn Goodman did, when you do what Brian Kemp is doing, making Georgia a control group this weekend, basically, that's basically what he's doing. My answer to all that is simple. You first. Go out there first. Stick your neck out, King. You are a leader. Leaders lead. And leaders should lead by action and example. Don't tell people injecting disinfectants in your body will kill coronavirus. Show us. Do it yourself. Or better yet, do it to one of your kids. Do it to one of your grandkids. Do it to somebody you love, okay? That's what you do. Mr. President, you probably won't, though, because you don't love anyone but yourself. And you would never do anything to harm yourself because you don't take responsibility for anything, okay? I cannot wait to see him deny that he has never said this today, okay? I guarantee you, at his press conference today, he's going to be asked about it, and he's going to deny that he ever said it, or he's going to put it on somebody else, okay? He got it from this person. I can't wait for Dr. Fauci and Dr. Burke to have to explain why the president of the United States of America is telling people that Pine Sol, if you drink it, can kill the coronavirus that exists within you. Serious question for everyone out there. We definitely have heard disinfectant kills coronavirus on most surfaces. Has it ever crossed any of y'all's mind to take a shot of disinfectant as a solution to the coronavirus?
Absolutely not. Never in life.
Nah, never.
Okay. Never. I just want to know. I just want to know, has anybody ever thought about it, okay? Why does this man, Donald Trump's brain, work like this? And does he realize when we are talking about surfaces, we are talking about wood, metals, plastic, not flesh? I mean, hell, they say soap and hot water kills coronavirus too. So they keep telling us, wash our hands, wash our hands. Hey, Trump, why not tell us to eat soap and wash it down with hot water? Yes, make us do what many people wish your mom had did to you when you were younger. Wash your mouth out with soap. Okay, if you would have gotten that treatment when you were younger, I think now you would really watch what you say. Pray for America, or don't. it's above us now. Please let Kathy Griffin give the president the biggest hee-haw.
Please give this giant jar of mayo the biggest hee-haw.
All right. Well, thank you for that donkey today, Charlemagne.
Yes, sir.
Now, when we come back, 800-585-1051, it was something that you seen on Insecure, right, Yee?
Yes, so the new season of Insecure is basically starting off with Issa has befriended this woman, Condola, who's also helping her put together her block party that she wants to do. But it turns out that Condola is dating Issa's ex-boyfriend. And, you know, Issa is in love with her ex-boyfriend. Well, I don't know if she's still in love with him, but, you know, they have some unfinished business. So she finds that out. So my question is, could you be friends with somebody and work with somebody like Issa's doing if they were dating your ex currently?
All right. Well, that is the question. 800-585-1051. Let's talk about it. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Pull out your phone.
Call in right now.
Call me.
Add your opinion to The Breakfast Club topic.
Break it down.
800-585-1051.
The Breakfast Club.
It's topic time. Call 800-585-1051 to join into the discussion with The Breakfast Club.
Talk about it.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Now, if you just joined us, we were talking about what happened on Insecure. Now, what happened, Yee?
Yes, so Issa's ex-boyfriend Lawrence is now dating Condola. Now, Condola and Issa are new friends. They've just become friends, and Condola's actually helping Issa Rae do her block party that she wants to do, and she's been really instrumental in helping her get advertisers and all of that. But how are you friends with someone who is now dating your ex? Could you possibly do that? I've had situations like that in real life, and sometimes I think a lot of it is about motivation. Like, I remember I had a guy who I was dating, and his ex-girlfriend tried to befriend me knowing that I was his new girlfriend, and I didn't trust that. So I was like, I'm gonna stay away from that. But I think if you organically become cool with somebody, then that's fine.
I think it's levels too, though, right? Mm-hmm. It's uh-huh. levels. It's like what kind of ex? Is it my ex-fiance? Is it my ex of many, many years? Is it somebody that I dated for a couple months? Is it somebody that I just smashed? Like, you know, what kind of ex is it?
Yeah, I guess agree.
Lawrence and Issa used to live together. Remember that? They were together for years. So it was a very serious relationship.
Yeah, I agree. You got to have terms. Like, was it a long time ago when they were teens? Like, what type of ex is it? I think all that matters.
Yep, and Issa and Lawrence been broke up for a minute. I haven't watched any of the Insecure this season. I'm going to catch up this weekend. But, I mean, they've been broken up for a couple of seasons now. So I don't know what the time difference is. But you can't really be mad that Lawrence moved on to somebody else, and you can't be mad that she moved on to somebody else either. I don't think who that her friend is dating is her business, to be honest with you.
Yeah, no, listen, and it's not that anybody's mad. It's just a little bit awkward at times, because if you're friends with somebody and they're talking about their boyfriend and that's your ex, that's a little weird. You know what I mean? And then if you want to talk about your ex, because friends talk about stuff like that. So if Condola's like, hey, I'm going on a little romantic vacation, which is what happened. And then Issa's like, oh, okay. Like, because she knows you're going away with, you know, my ex. And then if Issa's talking about her ex-boyfriend, it can get a little awkward.
Just don't give no details. Like, it's weird to me. I see women, they talk about their man to their girl, and they talk about how good the penis is, and the next thing you know, the girl wants to try something for herself, then she sleeps with her man. Now everybody can't be friends no more because you gave me a good penis, facts. Okay? So
no,
what I would say,
she's
a, so I would say that's a good
friends.
I would say that's a good conversation to have, because Issa's already had it. So if she does want to talk about her sex life, you know, with Lawrence to Issa, Issa can relate. So all maybe right. I don't know.
Let's go to the phone lines. 800-585-1051. Hello, who's this?
This is Tony.
Hey, Tony. Now, we're asking, what's the question, Yee?
Could you be friends with somebody who is now dating your ex?
No, that's foul. That is foul all the way around.
Why is that foul?
Okay, you guys are friends and you're buddies, and you go hang out. And now you have issues with that person that you may have not finished or settled. And now y'all trying to hang out and be together. It just makes everything uncomfortable. Besides that, there's loyalty. You know, when you're loyal to your friend, you know, are you loyal to them as a friend or because of who they're with, and you waiting around to get that person when they get done?
Right. It feels a little awkward. I can understand that. Okay. I think it does depend, though, on the time also. Like, if they had broken up, you know, 10 years ago or something like that, and then you befriend somebody and didn't know, I could see that. But, you know, it's still a little bit fresh for Issa, I feel like.
I ain't gonna lie. I don't want to be friends with my wife's ex. I don't care how long it's been. That's just me personally.
That was like 20 years ago.
I don't care. I don't want to be friends with you. I don't want to be friends. That's just me. I don't have to be your friend. It's nothing that, you know, we can do business, but first friends... No.
First of all, why you bringing this dude back after 20 plus years? That's the first thing I would want to know.
See?
Y'all ain't talking 20 plus years. So why exactly. Is this guy all of a sudden your friend again? Yeah. Nah,
we don't need new friends here. Nah, I'm with you. Nah. Hello, who's this?
Hey, this is Stephanie.
Hey, Stephanie. Good morning.
Good morning.
Now we're talking. What's the question, Yee?
Could you be friends with somebody who is now dating your ex?
I don't think I could be, like, close friends with them, but I do believe I could work with them because at the end of the day, it's all about the bag.
Mm-hmm. I agree with that.
Very true.
You don't want to ever let your ex prevent you from getting a bag if it's work-related, but, you know, could you hang out, though, aside from work? Like, say you guys are working on something together. Could you go out for drinks, go to a party together?
Yeah, I feel like I could talk to them, but I wouldn't talk to them about the ex in particular. Like, I would just keep that off to the side and just talk about other things.
Okay, I feel you on that. You want to hear a funny story, too, with my ex-boyfriend, the same one whose ex tried to befriend me. He was telling me that she actually befriended a girl he cheated on her with, right? And the two of them started hanging out together. And he was like, it was the weirdest thing because she would just come back and talk mad-ish about the girl he cheated with, but then pretend to be, like, good friends with her in public. I think sometimes it's just hard to be able to trust somebody like that.
All right.
So why would you psychologically torture yourself like that? Like, because if you're talking to this woman about, you know, your ex, imagine her telling you about the restaurants y'all go to and those are restaurants that you put him on to that he started going to. You know what I'm saying? What if you start talking to him about, you know, a bag she bought you, but you know he didn't know nothing about that till he got with you and he bought you those bags. And
now, every time she had that bag, we got to throw that bag out the window. I'm with you, bro.
And God forbid she tell you about the sex life and how good it is and how good he box, and you're the one who taught him how to use his tongue correctly on that clitoris. Lord have mercy. Why do that to yourself?
You all right?
What voice was that?
I don't know.
I just want to say, after he did that voice, y'all got to watch this HBO series. It's canceled now, but there was 2 seasons of it, Friends from College. Every time he feels awkward, he starts doing that voice. That's Key from Key and Peele. And that's kind of what just happened here. He does a weird voice.
I didn't feel awkward at all.
800-585-1051. We're asking, could you be friends with your girl or man's ex? Call us now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Can you be friends with someone that is dating your ex? That is the question?
Yes.
All right.
And that comes from Insecure. That's what's happening on Insecure. Issa Rae has befriended this woman, Condola, and they're actually working together, too. But Condola is dating Lawrence, who's Issa's ex, who she used to live with.
All right, well, let's go to the phone lines. Hello, who's this?
Brittany from Charleston.
Hey, Brittany.
843, what's happening?
Now, the question is, what's the question, Yee?
The question is, could you be friends with somebody who is now dating your ex?
All right, so I had a friend that started dating my ex. He was actually my high school sweetheart. He was my first love. And after we got out of high school, this friend started dating him. And she was kind of sneaky about it at first, but then she came out like, yeah, I'm dating him now. So I was like, okay, he's my ex. Okay, cool. We remained friends. They dated for about 6 years. They broke up. They had a bad breakup. Mm-hmm. And me and him actually started dating again.
Whoa.
Yeah. And so, granted, me and her aren't friends anymore because of that.
I'm sure.
And, yeah. So, yeah, I kind of feel Issa because the situation was very awkward. But I feel like Issa on Insecure, she didn't have to make it as awkward as it had to be, you know?
I think that Issa's character is just kind of awkward at times. So that's just kind of who she is. But you think that the whole time that she was dating your ex, right, and that's your friend, how did you feel about it, though? Did you still have feelings for your ex during that time? Were y'all talking about him?
No, I didn't have feelings for him because it was about 3 years in between. So I was kind of over him. Well, really over him. And I was like, you know, that's old, whatever. But coming to the present, he kind of made it seem like he should never have done that because of how things went. But
granted, me and her aren't friends anymore because of that. And, yeah, but it put a strain on, you know, everybody's situation. Yeah. So it got kind of messy. But
I bet. She probably hates you.
Yeah, she does. She does. She does.
Yeah, you're like, I hit it first, though. I hit it first.
Right. That's how I feel. That's how I feel. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, listen, people can be friends without having the same penis in common or the same vagina in common. That's not we don't need that.
All right. Well, thank you, Mama. What's the moral of the story, guys?
I don't know.
I think the moral of the story is sometimes you really can't help who you fall in love with. But as a rule of thumb, you know, I would say stay away from somebody who dated one of your friends, because that definitely breaks girl code.
Yeah, I mean, the sad part about it is depending where you're from, that's probably going to happen, especially if you're from like a small country ass town like I am, where the population is only 7,000 people. You're probably going to end up dating somebody that, you know, one of your boys used to be with or one of your girls used to be with. Depending where you're from.
If you look at it that way, I guess you're absolutely positively right.
But get ready for it to ruin your friendship.
All right. Now, we got rumors on the way, Yee?
Yes, let's discuss Tory Lanez. He might be doing another quarantine radio, even though he said he was only going to do this last episode. And here's what he has to say about signing a deal, because now he's independent.
All right. We'll get into that next. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Listen up.
This just in.
All the gossip. The Rumor Report.
Gossip.
With Angela Yee.
It's The Rumor Report.
The Breakfast Club.
Yeah, shout out to Top Dog. He's the head of TDE, which is obviously where Kendrick, SZA, J-Rock, Schoolboy Q, all of those artists are signed, as well as many, many others. And what he's doing is he's covering a month's rent for seniors that reside in the city's various housing projects, including Imperial Courts, Jordan Downs, and Nickerson Gardens, which is where he grew up. So that donation is about $86,000 and covers 311 units.
Salute to the good brother, Top Dog, man. Dropping the clues bombs for TDE.
Absolutely.
Put that Reason out, goddammit. I want to hear what the hell Reason doing. What y'all teasing? Is that an EP? Is that a song? I want to know what Reason doing.
He's also doing this. Top Dog is also doing a fan appreciation week. So they're releasing a collection of new tracks every Monday. So that's exciting for people who are listening to those. I know people love that. But yes.
Oh, that's what that is?
Mm-hmm.
So when they dropped out Isaiah Rashad and the Reason they're teasing, that's what they're doing? Oh, I didn't even hear the Sir record.
Mm-hmm. All right. Now, Wale has put out a short film. It's called Sue Me, and it is a powerful statement about race in America. It's a new music video and short film that he did with that. And it also has Pierre Moss's founder and designer, Kirby John Raymond, handling, writing, and directing it. And here is part of Sue Me.
On my way to Bootsy Bello, where hell are the hoes? Try and think what I'ma tell them when they get alone. I'm a glutton for women I shouldn't yearn for. Shouldn't be tempted, but baby, I like to hurt. Or maybe because I was searching, I found me the perfect person. But me and her didn't work out, she buried what you worked for. And I carry the bitterness of a cola nut. Now, Jerry is issue, my parents never showed much. Womanizer probably could have been a feminist, because I respect them, but Lord, I got polygamy problems. The hoodie come from Barney's, spending money is therapeutic. The way that this shit, they don't think that you care to buy. So we buying Prada, Balenciaga, like it is Lada. And the Ferrari, my favorite's God and tax problems. Pierre Mars, I dropped 10 on my last visit. And half that up in Saks, our favorite black businesses. Assuming I'm rooting for everybody that's black.
Yeah, salute to the good brother Wale. That was one of my favorite records off his last album. I love Wale, man. Wale's unapologetically black. He always reps for blackness. He always reps for black culture. So, yeah.
Did you watch the short? You see white people struggling in poverty, dealing with negative depictions of them in the media, stop and frisk, how that affected them. So it's kind of like a reversal.
Yeah, it reminded me of the Irv Gotti. When Irv Gotti had first launched Tales, that was the pilot of Tales. Mm-hmm. The pilot of Tales was exactly like that. So, yeah, I like stuff like that. It's effective.
Yeah, so also let's talk about Robert Townsend. He told Page Six that Keenan Ivory Wayans and himself rewrote the script for The Five Heartbeats like 30 times, and he said that Niecy Nash was online at the open call audition. He said she was just a baby. Now she's a Hollywood icon. He said R. Kelly was also online at the audition. And wow. He said R. Kelly came to him and was like, Mr. Townsend, I'm trying to be a songwriter for the movie, and played some music for him as well. So guess that didn't work out, but... he did say that role went to Leon. He said, I saw Leon in the Madonna video, like a prayer, playing the Jesus figure. And when I met him, I thought he had a cool vibe to him. I thought he would be perfect for that role. It was a great casting. Mm-hmm. All right, Tory Lanez is bringing back Quarantine Radio for one more week. He went on Instagram yesterday and teased that. He said, if this post gets 100,000 comments, I'll bring Quarantine Radio back for one more week next week. He also is a free agent, and a lot of people are trying to sign him. Here's what Tory Lanez had to say about that.
To be 100%, it's so many labels offering so much money, like millions of dollars, like not even on like no funny, I'm just trying to sound cool. Like, I've really gotten offers that are really life-changing offers, but just don't care. It's just like, I don't know. I already own all my masters and my publishing and everything, so I'm just, it's like, I don't see the reason to give that to somebody else, you know?
He's smart. You know what I'm saying? He owns all his own masters. He's taking his destiny into his own hands. Why is he just doing Quarantine Radio for one more week, though?
Yeah, I think he's bored, and I don't think he's going to stop. Like, we're not getting off of quarantine anytime soon, I believe. So he's going to continue to do it because he really enjoys it. Like, if you look at his face, he loves it.
I think somebody should sign Tory. I think Apple should sign Tory Lanez to do Quarantine Radio on Apple. Or maybe I don't know, maybe even iHeart. iHeart's into the podcast thing, but, you know, like, that would be something dope to have on the iHeart Radio app. But I think somebody should sign Tory in Quarantine Radio. Like, you see what Apple does with Young Money Radio. You see what Apple does with Nicki Minaj Radio, Over Your Radio. Quarantine Radio would be great. Like, Tory being there playing around, playing music, having fun. Why not?
I think right now he's doing it because he's, you know, under quarantine and everybody is. But maybe he just feels like when things, you know, are up and running again, who knows? He might be traveling too much.
He needs to
get
back to being an artist, right? Yeah.
But think about it. If you're an independent artist and you got a show on Apple or whatever, any of these big platforms, and you're able to go in there and play your own music and do your show once a week, why wouldn't you take advantage of that? I mean, Drake, like I said, Drake did it, Over Your Radio. Nicki did it, Queen Radio. Wayne's doing it with Young Money Radio. I think Quarantine Radio would be dope to be on one of them platforms.
Yeah, it probably would have to be like a limited run because Nicki doesn't do it all the time. She was just doing it at certain times. And then with Young Money, it's not just Lil Wayne, so it would have to probably be more people. Like, Lil Wayne's kicking it off today.
They do it when they feel like it. Like, Drake mm-hmm. does it when he feels like it. Nicki does it when she feels like it. You know, yeah, so, I mean, he could do it like
that. You
can
do it from the house. You know what I'm saying? All you got to do is do it from the house and send it into Apple. Like, that would be great for him right now, independent. That would be beautiful for him.
All right. Well, that is your rumor report. I'm Angela Yee.
All right. Thank you, Miss Yee. Revolt, we'll see you guys on Monday. Everybody out, the People's Choice Mix is up next. It's going to be a Nelly mix. Nelly called in earlier, so we're going to get on a bunch of Nelly joints. I know people are telling, you know, Nelly said the only other rapper from New York that went diamond was Biggie, and he's right when it's talking U.S., Now, yes, 50 Cent also did it too, but he did it worldwide. 50 Cent sold 12 million worldwide. So 50 Cent sold diamond worldwide, but he's talking U.S. sales and U.S. sales. It's him, Biggie. Eminem did it before. Outkast did it.
Eminem did it twice.
Yep. MC Hammer did it. I'm trying to think.
Y'all be fronting on Hammer too, man. Y'all be acting like Hammer ain't got the legacy either, bro.
Nope. I'm not fronting on Hammer.
Yeah, but Nelly's definitely diamond. Nelly actually went diamond. Country Grammar went diamond in 2016.
Yep.
Officially diamond.
So we'll get into that mix. Let me know your favorite Nelly joint. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Now, shout out to Nelly for calling in this morning. A lot of people are saying, you know, who Nelly battling. I've been trying to go through Nelly's catalog to see who would be a great battle for Nelly. You guys got any ideas?
Well, you know, we talked about Nelly. Yeah, we talked about Nelly versus Ja Rule. Nelly versus Ludacris would be good. I don't know. I mean, Nelly got a vibe. Nelly, you can't act like Nelly didn't have a great moment in hip-hop. Like, you know, Jay-Z said one time, the only people moving units was M, Pimp, Juice, and us. You know, Nelly was absolutely, positively one of the biggest rappers on the planet at the time.
He was, absolutely.
Man, and for a while. It's not like he just put out one album. It was Country Grammar. It was the next album after that, Nellyville. It was Sweat versus Suit. Like, Nelly kept one.
Hey, he definitely did. Definitely did. And shout out to Nelly. So when we come back.
You know, you know who would be good against Nelly? This sounds crazy. Ooh. Well, I don't know if this would be good against Nelly. Never mind. But I'm going to tell you a good battle that would be good. Bow Wow versus Soulja Boy.
You was going to say Bow Wow and Nelly?
I started to, but I wouldn't want to see that. Bow Wow versus Soulja Boy would be a good battle. Because I saw the whole thing. People were saying Bow Wow should go against Lil Romeo. And I think y'all just be talking. Because no disrespect to Lil Romeo. Romeo don't have no records. You know what I'm saying? But Bow Wow versus Soulja Boy, that would be a good battle.
I saw Ray J was saying he wants to battle someone.
Ray J don't got 20 records.
No, he don't. But Bow Wow ain't got no 20 records. I don't think Soulja Boy got 20 records.
Bow Wow definitely got... You got your goddamn mind. Bow Wow and Soulja Boy got... I don't know if they got 20, but they got a lot. Bow Wow and Soulja Boy?
20's a lot of records, though. 20?
Bro, Bow Wow, it was one time.
Bow Wow got a lot.
Yeah, Bow Wow got like 14 number ones or something like that on the Billboard hip-hop R&B charts. And Soulja Boy definitely got a bunch of records.
That'd be a good battle.
But Bow Wow versus Soulja Boy. And everything can't be 20. That's the other thing, too. Some artists, I think they should do a little different and let it be 10.
All right. Well, when we come back, we got the positive notice, the Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. Good morning. All right, it's time to get up out of here. You guys be safe this weekend. Charlamagne, you got a positive note?
Yes, sir. The positive note, man, comes from the good brother Don Miguel Ruiz. I love Don Miguel Ruiz, and I love the Four Agreements. I think everybody should read the Four Agreements. If you're on quarantine, read it. It's a quick read. And this is one of the four agreements. And the Four Agreement is, the agreement is, be impeccable with your word. Speak with integrity. Say only what you mean. Avoid using the word to speak against yourself or to gossip about others. Use the power of your word in the direction of truth and love. By Don Miguel Ruiz.
Breakfast Club, bitches!
Y'all finished or y'all done?
We pop out at your party. I'm with the gang.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.